Signs your lover is worth keeping.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, on this podcast, on this channel, we talk about money, we talk about business, we talk about love, we talk about relationships, we talk about health, we talk about achievement. This is what the law of attraction and personal empowerment is all about. And this is what this channel's about. So we'd love for you to subscribe right now while you're thinking about it. And your name will be included in our monthly drawing where we're giving away three manifesting accelerators. And I know if you get one of these, you're going to be excited. You're going to use it all the time. And you're going to find your intentions are much easier to manifest with the Manifesting Accelerator. Okay, be sure and subscribe. Okay, here we go. Signs your lover is worth keeping. I get clients every day who say, well, he's cheating on me. He's been lying to me for years. He's been, And I wonder why you would want to keep somebody like that. It doesn't make sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Maybe you can explain it to me. I don't know. But here are some positive signs that if you have somebody in your life right now, they're worth keeping and pursuing to the next level. Okay, number one, your lover is smart. It's nice to be around people that you can talk to that are intelligent. I love working with Rachel because she's so intelligent. And matter of fact, this podcast would not happen with her. She does a number of things to this podcast. I have no idea what they even are. But guess what? We want to work and live and love with people that are intelligent, or at least take the time to learn new things in life. So important. I think it's critical to have somebody that's hungry to learn. Your lover is honest. And look, there are a number of ways to lie. There's the indirect lie, there's the direct lie, and then there's the lie by omission, just not saying anything. But when you're with somebody that's honest and you've developed that sense of trust, that condition of trust, that atmosphere of trust, that bond of trust, it's a unique feeling that you don't have or share with very many people. So to me, people say, what's the most important thing in a relationship? And I think it's a toss-up between love and trust. Obviously, you have to have love, but you really, really, really have to have trust. And so when you're with somebody that's honest, you have a jewel. Trust me on that, okay? Your lover has a positive outlook on life. And that's so important because we live in a stressful world, a world that is constantly hammering at us. And there's obstacles and challenges each and every day. And so when you're around somebody that has a positive outlook on life, it just helps you take your game and your vibration up a notch or two. And it makes your life so much easier. Number four is what I call synergy. Now, think about this. Two people are in a room. They're sharing a room. One says, I want the window open because I need that fresh air. The other one says, I want the window closed because it's too cold. The other one says, I want it open. The other one says, I want it closed. It's kind of an old example given by the late Stephen Covey. So compromising is good. There's nothing wrong with compromising. And compromising is where you say, okay, let's put the window like halfway. That's a compromise. But synergy is where the two of you come together and come up with a third idea that's so much better than any one idea by itself. So maybe you put in a ventilation unit, or maybe you have a different kind of window that channels the air in a different direction. I mean, there could be a variety of different synergistic ideas that the two of you might come up with. You might have an air conditioning unit, any number of things. So there you go. Synergy. Does your lover synergize with you? Not just compromise. Compromise is good, but synergize is better. That's where the two of you come together and you equal like 4 or 5 or 6. It's like 1 + 1 = 10 or 1 + 1 = 20. In other words, you come up with such a great synergistic idea that it equals more than the sum of its parts. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Okay, I think this is important. Your lover laughs at your jokes and has a good sense of humor. I just love the fact that I have the craziest, well, I've never shared them here too much on the podcast. I have some real weird jokes. And Rachel laughs at my jokes. Now, I don't think she laughs just to make me feel good. I think she laughs because she's got a weird sense of humor too. And so that's fun. That's absolutely fun when the two of you are laughing together and can share humorous moments. Next, your lover has an open heart. I mean, there's nothing more important than being with somebody that really has their heart completely open to you, loves you, wants you to be happy, cares about you. That open heart is a gold mine. And if you find somebody with an open heart, somebody that isn't protecting their heart because they've gone through so many bad relationships, you know, but somebody that says, oh, maybe I've gone through bad relationships. It doesn't make a difference. I'm still going to be vulnerable. I'm still going to open my heart and my soul. When you find someone like that, you better hang on and hang on tight. You have somebody that is extraordinarily special. Well, the next sign that your lover is worth keeping is he or she supports your goals, your dreams. Perhaps you have always dreamt of being an actor. And right now you're selling life insurance. And, you know, your lover supports you taking those classes and going to those acting clinics and trying out for those little parts here and there. It doesn't make any difference whether you achieve your goal or not. Yes, it does. But the point is that he or she supports you. That's the point. You want somebody that is encouraging you, is helping you, is actually looking for ways to help you succeed in your goals and your dreams.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, I think it's important to find someone, and this is another sign. If you get together with somebody that just has bad relationships with everybody, you know, everybody in their family, their parents, oh, my dad's he's a drunken alcoholic. And my mom, I never talked to her. I haven't talked to her in 20 years. I hate my brother. And, you know, if you're getting together with somebody like that, they've got a lot of negative juice flowing through them, a lot of lower vibration that they're going to bring into the relationship, likely, unless they've done a lot of clearing. I mean, they have really focused on clearing work. But if they haven't, it could be real bad. And you don't want that kind of negative energy in your life. So if they have a good relationship, on the other hand, if they are harmonious and they have a good family relationship, That's a good sign. That's a wonderful sign, because they're going to bring that harmonious family relationship into your relationship as well. Number 10, your lover sets mutual goals with you. In other words, the two of you, visualize this for a moment. The two of you are lying outside, maybe on an ocean beach or in your backyard. It doesn't make any difference. And you're looking at the stars and you realize how finite your time is on this earth. And you're holding hands and you begin to share your dreams. And the two of you share dreams, and then you mesh your dreams together. They become alive. The dreams become alive because it's not just your dream. It's not just her dream. It's our dream. It's a dream that's bigger than any one person. And so when you find somebody willing to do that with you, that's unique, that's special, that's a sign that person needs to be in your life. How about this one, number 11? Your lover accepts your flaws. It doesn't mean that your lover likes your flaws, but he or she accepts them and either helps you improve upon them or just simply ignores them. I got to tell you a story. My grandma used to tell this story. She said, you know, grandpa was always rushing here or there because he was a fireman. And he had to get to work. Sometimes he'd get a call in the middle of the night. And they had to be clean shaven back then. I don't know about now, but most firemen are clean shaven because you don't want your beard to catch on fire from a spark. And so he would shave and leave shaving stuff in the sink. And she said, you know, for 30 years, I nagged him. I would walk into the sink and I'd say, Barney, you left all of this shave clipping in the sink again. Get in here and clean it out. And then one day she said, I woke up. I asked myself, why? Is it that big of a deal? Is it that much of an imposition? I run a little bit of water. The hair goes down the drain. And I'm on with my day. And there's no negativity. There's no, you know, edginess. Isn't that nice? I think it's a great story. It's learning to get along. Sometimes you accept people's flaws. Well, they're not flaws. It's their habits. You accept their flaws or habits, and you just let it go. Don't put a lot of energy into it. Well, number 12 is your lover has a positive mental attitude. And that's so important. Look at, you're going to get hit with things in life, we all are, that are going to be challenging. You want a lover that is positive and optimistic. Number 12, your lover has an attitude of gratitude. She's grateful or he's grateful for all the things. When something good happens, he shares his gratitude. She shares her joy. That's a sign that that lover is worth keeping. And 14, your lover does not hold a grudge, because if you're together for any length of time, you will make mistakes. He will make mistakes. She will make mistakes. But a true lover, a lover that is worth keeping, is a lover that doesn't hang on to a grudge, lets it go, and moves on in happiness and joy and love. Oh, I know many of you are listening to this and say, you know, several of these signs fit the person I'm with right now. Well, I'm not saying that every sign, that it has to be every sign. I'm just suggesting that the majority of these signs. So if you got 10 out of 14, hey, that's great. I'd hang on to that person. Okay, I'm out of time. We want to remind you that you can have the love you desire, the relationship you desire, the person in your life that you desire. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring, alchemy, life coaching by visiting us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, we're out of time. Have a great day now, because you and your lover deserve it. Bye-bye.